Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life because it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the power coach, Lalisa, and the possibilities coach, Cassandra.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show today. Well, today is Friday, and Friday is our open mic day, so this is the day for you to call in. Just hit your number one key when you dial in. We want to hear from you, and I want to welcome the first person who hit their number one key. Well, I see that you're in our host queue, so tell us your name and where you're calling from, area code 618. Good morning, area code 618. You're on the air. This is Coach Lalisa.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm great, how are you?
I'm fabulous.
Awesome. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Devin Moody Graham, and I'm actually calling. I'm in the from Shiloh, from the St. Louis area.
Hey, this is Debbie. Okay, Devin. Awesome, awesome. No problem. You're in what area?
I'm in the Metro East area. I'm in Shiloh, so close to East St. Louis, about 15 minutes from East St. Louis, Illinois.
Okay, all right, because I'm in New Jersey, so I'm all the way over on the east.
Yes, you are all the way over.
All the way over. So, yes, and I know you're our special guest this morning. So,
yes.
Coach Cassandra. Yes, and no problem. Let me just pull up something right quick. So, okay, then. So we're going to just play a little music and just be with you in a few minutes, so don't go away.
Don't go away. Okay, I'll be here.
Oh, awesome.
Happiness is
Okay, I just wanted to get started, kick it this morning a little bit with Happiness. I love, love, love that song. That song has really touched my heart, you know. And good morning. Welcome, Coach Fred. How are you?
Good morning. I am fine. How's everybody this morning?
Everybody. The sky is blue. You know, Coach, I'm in a room without a roof, you know, because I'm happy. Oh, my God, that song has stolen my heart, for real.
Yeah. Coach Cassandra with us this morning.
Coach Cassandra will be with us shortly, but we do have our awesome guest, Ms. Devon. Devon. Yes, okay. Devon.
I'm
Moody
here.
Dwayne.
Good morning.
Is it Devon or Devon?
Devon.
All right, Devon. Well, Devon, do you know Coach Fred?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, Coach Fred, meet Devon. All right, Devon. Moody Graham, okay.
What area is Devon from? Is Devon from New Jersey or?
No, I'm in Illinois. I'm in Southwest Illinois, close to St. Louis. Originally from East St. Louis. No, I'm all the way in Illinois.
Great. Great to have you today. You sound bright and chipper and ready to go.
Right.
So Devon.
Excellent. Yes, I'm sure you're going to share some great insight with our listeners today. Glad to have you. Welcome.
Thank you.
Let's go.
Okay. So, yes, Devon, awesome. That's great. Now, Devon, before we get started, I just want to remind everyone that as we go into the weekend, you know, make sure you have a great, fantastic weekend. We have, you know, some little activities for you next week. Wanted to do it today, but we're going to do it next week, actually. So that works out pretty great. And don't forget that if you did not get a chance to listen live to the powerful teleshow on Tuesday, make sure you inbox one of us for the link, and we'll get the link to you, or send us your email address, and we'll get you a link to that. Also, don't forget, if you would like to talk more to us more about coaching, if you want to sign up for a free coaching session, make sure you contact one of the coaches here on All About Entrepreneurs. And if you would like to get your free copy of Power Your Possibilities CD, you still have time to request that. And you can just simply hashtag that you want your free MP3. It's actually an MP3, and you can just hashtag that on Facebook, and you hashtag Power Your Possibilities, and just say, I want my free MP3, and we'll get it for you. We'll get it right out to you. So we are happy and excited. So So, Coach Fred, I know you always have an inspirational or motivational quote for us. What do you have for, what's cooking for today?
The sun came out. I'm happy. I am happy.
You know what?
Morning. Yeah.
Didn't it come out yesterday in a big way?
It actually did, and we needed it because we had this rain that came through. I don't know if they had rain in St. Louis, but, you know, the rain symbolizes the word. The water symbolizes the word. And when I saw the rain coming, I just believed that the Lord was showering down his word on us. I didn't look at it as a bad thing. I looked at it as a good thing, as a bright sign for spring, that God was smiling down on us and, you know, giving us his word. So I'm happy this morning.
Right. I know when we were children, they always told us that April showers would bring spring flowers.
May flowers.
April,
exactly.
Yeah, April showers, they told us, would bring May flowers or something like that.
Yeah.
So
do you have a garden?
Always, I do. Yes, I have a very big garden. Not that I tend to it. My husband has a green thumb. So
uh-huh.
He tends to the garden and does
What do you plant?
Oh, my God. We plant tomatoes, flowers. We've planted peppers in the past. Mm-hmm.
Nice. So more vegetable garden.
Filled with vegetable and flowers. So, yep, tomatoes and... But all types of flowers. I would have to get my husband on here to him and my grandson. They are the planters, the gardeners. I just watch. I just enjoy the beauty.
Wow. Well, hey, we'll get back to that after the guest. I would assume something you just said, that your husband and your grandson, the men, are the planters.
Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting line to speak about later on. How the men plant the seed, how they're planning for the future, and what they're planting. Not only in each other, but what the men plant into the lives of families and children each day.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's definitely. So we're going to bring on our guest now. This is Devin Moody Graham. And welcome. All About Entrepreneurs, where we are here to motivate and empower entrepreneurs to help them get to the next level. We're so glad that you could be with us today, and I am just having a little challenge getting back to my Facebook. My computer closed up on me, so I do apologize for that. But Devin, okay, I think I'm coming up on something right now. Here we go. There we go. Devin Moody Graham. Awesome. And yes, so Devin, you are not my friend on Facebook. That's okay, though. I just wanted to try to pull up something there, but that's all right. So Devin, tell us a little bit about your journey, how you got started in your being an entrepreneur, and what's your life been like? You started your own business.
Okay. So first I like to say, even though I'm only 30 years old, I've been an entrepreneur for 20. So
wow.
I say that. Yeah, I've been an entrepreneur for 20 years. I come from a home of entrepreneurs. My dad has a shoe repair shop. He's been doing that for over 40 years. My mom has been in everything from Mary Kay to Tupperware, and she's a caterer, as well as my dad's right-hand person as far as bookkeeping and things. So I've been, you know what, I guess I could say I was learning the trade earlier than that, because I was writing checks for the business and learning how to keep the books. When I was about 8 years old, I started doing that and helping my mom. And so I understood small business to a certain point, to the fact that it was realistic for me even at a young age, I guess. And when I was 10, everybody, when I was in elementary school, and everybody, when we got out of school, we would walk to this candy store around the corner, not too far from the school, and I knew what was there, and everybody was, you know, spending their allowance money and spending their money on that. So I said, I think I need to buy a couple things that's in this store with my allowance so that they can buy the candy for me. And so I went home and I asked my dad if he would take, because I was good at saving money. So I asked my dad if he would take me to Sam's and to buy some chips and some candy bars and some candy. And he said yes, and that's when I started my first business. And I put the candy and things in my book bag. So we got out of school. I had a book bag full of books and a book bag full of candy and treats. And so that was my first, I guess my first venture as an entrepreneur. So
wow.
Started way back then.
Okay, so you started your business when you were just 10 years old. And so how old were you when you made your first million?
Oh, I haven't made my first million yet. I think I'm kind of close over the years, but I haven't made my first million yet that I know of. And so I guess now, learning the biggest thing about being an entrepreneur that I've learned is passion. You have to have passion for what you do. And while I was trying to figure out exactly what I wanted to do before I started my adult business, I knew that I liked to help people. I knew that I had the gift of creation. I have the gift of promoting and encouraging. So it was like, how do you take those gifts? And then my educational background was in marketing. I ended up going into marketing. But that, I had a journey to that too, because I thought I wanted to be a lawyer, because I knew I wanted to help people. I was good at not so much arguing, but winning arguments. And so I thought I wanted to be an attorney. It's so funny how you learn how to turn your gifts into what they're supposed to be. So I was in that transition. So by the time I graduated from college at U of I Champaign, I had a degree in marketing, and I knew that I wanted to help people to understand communication and promotion and things like that. So about 6 years ago is when I started my first business, which is consulting business, which was called Creatively Strategic. It was a bumpy road because I gave away so many services for free. I said, how can people make money if they're always giving away services for free? So I finally met my mentor. He said, you can't give everything away for free. So it was just a bumpy road, because you feel like you don't, as when you're kind of young doing things and you feel like everyone else is older than you and they know more, you feel like you can't charge a certain amount or you can't do this. And that's so far from the truth, because I was about 26 and I met a millionaire, and he said, Debbie, you're really good at what you do. And I had heard people say that before. But to hear that from someone who had had a business, sold his business, coaching, doing some other things, I guess it kind of meant a lot, because he started from a similar place of, you know, trying to figure out what he wanted to do, and he had kind of reached his plateau. So I said, okay, no, everything can't be free. I have to pick what I'm going to donate and pick what I'm going to charge if I'm going to live. So I guess that's one thing that I learned after starting my first consulting business.
That sounds good. Okay, so you coach people, you consult with people who want to get their businesses.
Yes, I started with just kind of talking to people who wanted to start their businesses, and I also work with established businesses, just helping them to understand marketing. It's I can't wait till I start my series, my different classes, because the thing about marketing is, a lot of people think that if they have a flyer or if they have a business card or if they have a website, then they are properly marketing. But I tell them, if you're a restaurant and most of your customers come from a 10-mile radius, you having a website is really not going to increase your customer base. And you know what I mean? Like, marketing isn't a one-size-fit-all. marketing is understand is research. Marketing is understanding who your consumer is, who you want your consumer to be, and then gearing your marketing efforts towards those people. If you are if your client base, if you're doing well and your client base is in a 10-mile radius, guess what? Direct mail will work. Maybe mobile messaging will work, and you get people to sign up. Social media, which is free, that will work. But everybody can't use the same things, and there's no reason that a company you're making, if your revenues are $1,000 a month, there's no reason that you should be spending $1,000 to get a website built. You can take yourself out of business trying to get a website built. You know what I mean? So I just try to do the marketing education, which I've really never seen anybody do. It's kind of like, and I've taught before. I've also taught at the college level, so I've taught integrated marketing, taught advertising, and then I also teach entrepreneurship. So I know how to teach it to them in a way that they understand it from the younger kids to adults. So marketing education is a very important thing for business, because if nobody cares if you have this great business, if the right people don't know about it. And most businesses fail because the right people don't know about it. That's why they're not able to make any money. So that's a big part of what I do, is the marketing education. And then we work on untraditional or non-traditional business development, which goes into a reason I started another business. So I guess more recently I've been labeled a serial entrepreneur. I didn't even know I had reached that. I guess since I have three different businesses, I guess I could call myself a serial entrepreneur now. But to me, I haven't even reached the height that I want to reach. So, but everything I do kind of connects. So I started another business, which is in its infancy stages. But it's called InnoFund. And what that business is, I've worked with nonprofits. I've volunteered and did all these things. I've been an executive director of a nonprofit before, including, well, now I have my own. But I saw how it's hard to raise funds for different things, especially with the state funding changing, federal funding changing. And if you need funding in order to service your population, you need it fast. Everybody can't always go through the long process of the grant writing. They just need some operational funds, you know, maybe $500, $1,000, maybe $2,000 just to keep things going. And so the thought behind me starting InnoFund, which is just short for innovative fundraising, was to be able to create a stream of revenue for small businesses, a non-risky stream of revenue for small businesses, and also promote them, as well as help them to promote or help them to raise funds for a community organization. And no offense to any big store like a restaurant like Pizza Hut or Subway or all those people that we know have those fundraising cards for the community, but they don't need another dollar. I'd rather give my dollar to Joe's Pizza Shack on the corner that lets us create a card or create what I call a virtual fundraising card, use his name in his neighborhood, and help the youth choir raise $500. If we sold those cards, the youth choir sold those cards for $10, my company would get us the smallest percentage. Joe's Pizza Shack would get a percentage, as well as the youth choir. And everyone's able to raise funds. Joe's is going to promote, and they're going to be known as helping in the community. They have a stream of revenue because they become a business partner with my company. And then, of course, the youth organization is happy because they're able to raise funds to continue with their mission. So that was the reason I started that company. And the platform is actually being developed because I have a technology person, because that's not my forte. So I have all these C-sharp application developers busy working on that to get that squared away. So I think my biggest thing is finding a solution, and which leads me to why I started my nonprofit. I also have a nonprofit called Youth in Biz, and Youth in Biz was started because I've been talking to kids about entrepreneurship for a long time. Even as a kid, I talked about other people. I spawned people to start businesses when we were in school. I actually had a purse business with this girl. I told her I started getting. I couldn't sew. even though as much as I love fashion, I couldn't sew. So what I tell people is when you can't do something, you find somebody else who can do it, and you work together, basically. So I would cut the jeans. People would bring old jeans, and she knew how to sew. And so she would show her how a purse that I bought was made. And so she sewed the bottom together, take the extra denim and make a backpack. So we started selling backpacks or purses made out of jeans. And then she saw the money I was making when I was selling snacks. So she started selling snacks. And what she did, I tell people, I said, we learned competitive advantage right then. I was only selling chips and candy bars. She bought a small cooler and started selling juices. So guess what? She was my competition. She started becoming my competition. And then by then, I had moved on. I had another job. I was doing hair. So I just kind of moved on from it because I was in high school by then. But she started getting juices. She knew people, they wanted juices, and they didn't always want to buy the dollar sodas out the machine. And so she bought a cooler. So that's competitive advantage. And so with my nonprofit, I teach youth that and tell them how easy it is to kind of understand the parts of a business. It's not, you don't have to be from a certain area. You don't have to have certain education to begin with, even though you're going to invest in yourself later with education. But you can start a business. I've met teenagers that are millionaires right in this area, right in St. Louis. Jalen Bledsoe, I've met him, and I say I think he's still 16. He has a global IT firm. He's 16 years old, and he is the most humble young man that I've met in a long time, especially for him to have achieved such great height at the age of 16. And I think his company is called Bledsoe Technology. But I'm saying it to say he taught himself how to code. He started helping family members and then realized he was 12 years old. I think he started at 10 teaching himself how to code and started realizing he can make some real money. So by the age of 15, he was a millionaire. And so that was another inspiration for me to say, hey, I need to be able to teach kids in underserved areas that you're able to do this, even if you don't become a millionaire, even if you don't start your own business. Learn how to think and be an innovative leader and learn how to change things. And so learn how to solve problems because people, even as employers, they want people that learn, that know how to solve problems. They don't need anybody who knows how to do everything that they already know how to do. They want people who can think outside the box. They want people who are not afraid to test the limits. And so that's what I teach in my classes and my workshops. I do day workshops. I've done summer programs. I actually have a summer program coming up in July, partnering with my old school district, East St. Louis District 189. I'm going to be partnering with them to offer a middle school camp for kids ages 6th through 8th grade. And to teach them about entrepreneurship. And at the end, I'm in the process now of even raising funds because I have a banquet at the end of June. And I'm going to get away from banquet because I said I didn't want to do banquet. I call it a soiree because it's fun, it's networking, it's a chance for people to come out and to support and see young entrepreneurs because we have a lot of up-and-coming entrepreneurs even within the area. So I just want to spawn that. And I guess I'm so excited about everything that I have going on, and that led me to want to open my own co-working space. I know on the East Coast, I mean, there's co-working spaces popping up everywhere, but not so much in the Midwest. You have some in Chicago. You have a few in St. Louis, and I actually just went to one launch last night. There was a group of guys who were friends. They went to Washington University in St. Louis, and they started one called Tech Artista, and it's a great spot, and they've been a great help with assisting me to start my spot because it's going to be the first co-working space in East St. Louis, Illinois. And I tell people, they say, why would you put it in East St. Louis, Illinois? I said, I'm from East St. Louis, Illinois. There are people in East St. Louis, Illinois who deserve the same quality of services and access to entrepreneurial resources as anywhere else, and I can't do everything, but I can do what I do. So, and I'll do what I can. So I'm very excited to find that because the city was once an all-American city, and we know the potential. So I just pray in my lifetime I'm able to see the growth and help people to become sustainable, not just to only have a job but to create jobs, to build companies that just help to sustain people. So as I do everything I do, I guess, it's really just to create hope, to create realistic dreams. So I tell people, I know that was a lot. That was a lot.
You say so much. You are a fast-moving train, baby. We want to catch up with you. My God. Listen, let's get your contact information so people can slow you down a minute to hear what all this is all about. I am so excited about what you're doing, woman of God. And let me tell you, God is with you. He is for you. And I am so glad that you want to do what you do in East St. Louis, because I hear so many negative things. We need some innovative people, you know, to do something in that city. And my position is, if a place needs help, we need people that have vision to come in and do something. So I applaud you, woman of God. Slow down. Let's get your contact information. Say it a little slow so people can write it down. So folks, get your pen, get your paper out. I'll have her repeat it twice. So tell us how to contact you. Tell us how to get the ticket, what the price is, okay?
Okay. So my upcoming event is called An Evening of Entrepreneurship. It's a fundraising soiree. It's going to be Friday, June 27th at 7 p.m., and that's going to be held at the Crossroads Multipurpose Center. The address is 8601 California Drive in Caseyville, Illinois. They can contact me directly for tickets at 618-954-1172. I can be contacted via email. My organization is called Youth in Biz, and my email address is Devon, D-E-V-O-N, at youthinbiz.com, which is youthinbiz.com. And on the website, we're on Facebook, Youth in Biz is as well, and there will be a link posted for online purchases. I don't have that off the top of my head, but there will, you will be able to purchase them online as well. But I can be reached via email. And just to learn more about Youth in Biz, they can go to www.youthinbiz.com, YOUTHINBIZ. And to learn more just about me, they can just, it'll just really send them to my contact information. They can go to devonmoodygraham.com. So that's DevonMoodyGraham. GRAHAM.com.
Wow. Listen, woman of God, this is so exciting. I know when we spoke last night, you were talking about building a business. You have an activity called building a business.
Yes.
I just love that term, building a business, and that you are doing this with youth. Oh, my God. Lord knows we need people out there doing things with youth, and you know the fact that you're doing this. Most important thing is that it's an entrepreneurial adventure, and you know our president, that's what he's pushing, entrepreneurship. So we applaud you, and folks, check out online what the president has. These initiatives towards entrepreneurship. So we definitely want to support you, and you want to tell us how much those tickets are, and that give that address and the name of the facility. You said it kind of fast, so I didn't quite even understand what you said, and the zip code for Caseyville.
Okay. Ooh, I need to know that. So,
but we'll look it up online, but go ahead and give the address again.
Okay. The event is An Evening of Entrepreneurship Fundraising Soiree. It benefits Youth in Biz, which is my nonprofit that's geared towards teaching entrepreneurship and innovative thinking for youth to young adults, because it's ages 11 to 24. And the cost of the tickets are only $45, and in those you're going to be networking. You receive food and beverage, music, as well as we're going to be honoring a few local young entrepreneurs in the area, and they don't even know, unless they're listening, that we're actually going to give them love offerings as well. So funding for their businesses, for people who we've seen, young people we've seen already who started businesses. They have t-shirt making businesses, phone designing, a phone case what they call it, I think it's blinging out phone cases. They have a business. There's one young lady who's 9 who has a business. She makes, she got a duct tape, car duct tape, purse, pen, all types of things, wallets, just from duct tape. So it's going to be Friday, June 27th, at the Crossroads Multipurpose Center. It has CMC on the building. The address is 8601 California Drive in Caseyville, Illinois. And I want to say the zip code is 62232, but I'm not positive. They can reach me at 618-954-1172 via email at devon@youthnbiz.com. That's D-E-V-O-N at youthinbiz.com. So, yeah, I'm really excited about that for my summer camp. And I'll also be assisting another summer camp that's for high school students as a guest teacher. And I've been a judge in a lot of different elevator pitch competitions for youth. So, yeah.
So you said this is what I was excited about. You were talking about Tech Artista. Is that how you pronounce that?
It's a Tech Artista. Yeah, it's a co-working space that I visited on yesterday.
Yeah.
They had their lunch.
Now, is that a type of incubator center? Is it a type of incubator?
It's Tech Artista is a co-working space. And what a co-working space, it's a modern adaptation to a business incubator. A co-working space creates a community of entrepreneurs, freelancers, people who are aspiring entrepreneurs to be able to come in and get services and not necessarily have their own office space. It creates a space where they'll get mail service, so they can get their mail delivered there. They can come in. If they're a member, they can come in and drop in, use the Wi-Fi. They can see what's going on with the other businesses. My space, the Biz Spot, will offer Wi-Fi, will offer access to different office supplies, will offer their community, will offer workshops, bringing in people every other week. With workshops once a month, we'll have events that are open to the public so that they can come in and see the businesses. The businesses that are members will be able to showcase if they have products or services. They'll be able to showcase their products around. So they come once a month, it'll become like an open store. So if you do have physical items to sell, you'll have a storefront in the Biz Spot as well. So it's a way to create a community of entrepreneurs as well as give them that support so that people can have accountability and sustainability. Because I tell people all the time, people start businesses all the time, and it's okay for a business to fail. It's not, there's nothing wrong with failure, because people only fail when they only truly, in the world's definition of failure, they only fail when they don't try. So that's true failure, because you've done nothing. But failure is really moving forward, because you learn from your mistakes, you can help other people, and then you can become better the next time. So if they're able to see what other people are doing, the mistakes they're making, the right choices that they're making, it just speeds up the entrepreneurial process. And it also fills in that gap for information that we're missing. Because there's a lot of informational gaps that keep people from starting businesses, because they don't have people before them to let them know what they did wrong, because so often people want to portray that everything was easy. And so even in my short years of doing things, I've made mistakes that have helped people to get further faster, made mistakes and told them about it so they were able to get further faster. And that's the whole goal. It's not a race who gets to the end first. Everybody has their own race, their own pace, and I just believe we're all here to help and serve one another. That's the only way that we can reach the goals that we have anyway. So.
Yes. Oh, my God. This is so exciting. So the MySpace, how can people get in contact with you about participating with that? Is it the same contact number? Would you repeat it, please?
Well, they can actually, you know what, they can contact me about the biz spot, about my upcoming co-working space. They can use my same number. They can do 618-954-1172, and they can use the same email address. I don't want to give too many email addresses, but because everything is going to come to me. So they can also contact me at devin@youthandbiz.com, and then I can send them information, because our site will actually go live mid-May, so then they'll be able to register and things, getting ready for my grand opening on June 5th. So the site and things, they are able to sign up and for services for the co-working space. That'll be mid-May. So same contact information. I'm so excited about it. I have a lot of partners from a lot of different places that want to see this happen. So I'm just really excited about that.
Awesome. That sounds so awesome. Devin, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story. Such a young lady and all these great, wonderful things you've done in entrepreneurship. And, boy, you are a stumball fire, lady. You are a fire and great. Now, Devin, you say you're there in the somewhere near the Chicago area. Do you also know...
No. Oh no, I'm south. I'm not near Chicago at all. I'm south, so I'm close to St. Louis.
But you know of Chicago.
Oh yes, I have family in Chicago.
So are you familiar with Devin Gray?
No.
Not Devin Gray. I'm sorry, Farrah Gray. You had to change the man's name. Farrah, are you?
Oh yes, I am. I didn't know that. I didn't know he was in Chicago. I'm familiar via Facebook.
Well, I don't know. Okay, Devin, I'm not sure if he's in Chicago, but that's where he's from.
Oh, okay. But I am familiar with the. I share a lot of messages and things on Facebook, and a lot of my friends, we share a lot of the inspirational messages on Facebook. So I am familiar with the name.
He did read your story. Somewhat reminded me of him. I know when he was around 10 or 7, actually, I think he did start his first business selling syrup or lotion or something. He sold soap, something his grandmother kind of helped him with, and he actually made his first million when he was 16. He had a food company, so I didn't know. I thought maybe, you know.
Wow.
He may be around age, though, I think, or is not too far from it.
I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, he wrote the book Rillionaire. I mean, I'm sure he's written other books, but that's the book that I remember that he had written, Rillionaire. And I got a chance to interview him, so I know a little bit about his background and his upbringing. But you know, as you were talking about the things you've done and how you've been in business since you were such a young person, and inspired by others that you saw in business, like your father, who had his shoe business, and you said your mom, she had her own businesses, Avon, Tupperware, and other things. And then you said your mom was a caterer, so this was, you know, instilled in you very young, and that's great, that's wonderful. And you ran with it. And then I love how you said you went back to school, you got your degree in marketing, which is a nice finishing touch for all businesses. I know what you're saying. I teach a similar class in the community colleges here in New Jersey. And when I get to the marketing, I teach business course, but marketing is one of the topics. And every time I get to marketing, I try to slow down, because being in business myself, I know that that's a key component. And I was telling the students exactly what you said, that marketing is so important. I tell them that, you know, it's one of the most important parts of a business. Without marketing, you wouldn't have a business, because you wouldn't know. Like you said, you wouldn't be able to get to your customer. And then marketing does so much more. Marketing helps with the finances. Some of those people who know the utilities of marketing, you know, the 4 P's. So awesome. I'm so happy to meet you. Thank you, Coach Cassandra, for inviting this powerhouse. Now, you know, I hope you know what that means, Devin. When you come on the show, you become a part of the All About Entrepreneurs family. So welcome to the family.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be a part of the family.
Yes, welcome.
You are, Yes, and that's Coach Fresco. You're a part of the family of people who have knowledge about what entrepreneurs need to be inspired, to be motivated, to be encouraged, to be challenged. And like you said, I love so many things. I'm like, wow, how does she fit all of that into her 30-year-old brain? You are rocking, girl. You got a lot of information. I love it. And so, you know, it's a lot of information that can be shared. I mean, now, were you at the summit in Washington, D.C.? Were you at the summit on Thursday in Washington, D.C.?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't.
But you should have, or did you hear about it?
No, I didn't hear about it either.
Oh, they should have had you there. You should have been one of the speakers. Yeah, they need
right.
to have you there. It's about wealth. It's about the topic is about the wealth gap between minorities and, you know, African Americans, other minorities, and I will definitely send you a link to
what?
It.
I wonder if, you know what, now I think I did hear about it. I participated in a talk for Illinois. I get information from the Illinois Asset Building Program, and we actually helped to facilitate a talk down here on the wealth gap and the racial wealth gap. We talked about it down here, so maybe all those workshops culminated into the summit to bring back information from the various areas.
Possibly. But we're going to share that information with you all next week. I'm going to have people. I have two of my sisters attended the conference in Washington, D.C., so I'm going to have one of them, if I can get one of them, Kareen, one of them to get on the show and tell us. My sister said they took copious notes, so I'm going to have her come. They had all of the major Congress people, about six of them, who are leading up and heading up this conversation throughout the United States on the wealth gap. So I'm going to have one of them come and share with us what they got out of the conference. Now, the conference was live streamed, so many of people will be able to go back, but if you don't know where to go, look, so I don't have all the information. I know it's a life-changing event. We never had these types of events when I was a young person in my 20s and 30s. So they want to close some of they want to first make people aware, because before you can really close the gap, people have to become aware that there is a gap. And, you know, especially a lot of people in a lot of communities, we need to really wake up and realize that the gap has gotten so wide that pretty soon a lot of people are not going to be able to make it to the other side, unless they really get some tools, you know,
right.
down. I mean, even the scripture says, I've given you power to get wealth. But if you give your power away, or if you deny the power, you know, it's like people who quench the Holy Spirit, if you deny the power to get you the wealth, or if you deny the tools or reject the tools and the avenues, then, you know, you're going to be out there by yourself. And who's going to be able to really reach you, pull you over? So it's really a great discussion. I think that being a national and international radio show like All About Entrepreneurs, I think it's a great topic for us to have on this show. So I thought maybe you had been a part of it, but it sounds like you were a part of it, just maybe not at the one in Washington. And it just happened yesterday.
Yeah, but that's definitely information that we need to have. Just like you said, if we're not aware of it, you can't change something that you're not aware of. So there's definitely information that everybody in the communities need to know about the disparities, because when I found out how big the gap was, it really was kind of it made me sick to my stomach to know that there's such a huge gap. And I won't even try to remember the numbers. They were so great. It was, I just couldn't believe, like, I knew there was a huge gap, but I had no idea that the asset gap between the races within the states. And I'm just thinking, even this, the state of Illinois, and that was just so great. Wow. So.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Okay, well, back to you, Coach Cassandra, or Coach Fred, if you have any questions for our powerful guest today.
Yes. Well, I am so glad that Devin has decided to stop by the studio. We know she's got to get to her next event. And so, Devin, just to wrap this up, if you would give your phone number and your website address. Again, we have on our show Devin Moody Graham, who has a program, youth program for inspiring entrepreneurship, and I believe was at ages 11 through 24, Devin?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and give that address and phone number one more time,
okay.
And then you said that workspace would be open June 5th, and they contact you with the same phone number and website address.
Yes. Okay. So if you forget this contact information, then you can go to devonmoodygraham.com. That's devonmoodygraham.com. And that'll just get you to a page so that you can get my contact information. My event that will be helping to continue programming and provide startup funds for youth ages 11 to young adults up to age 24 for my organization, Youth in Biz, is Friday, June 27th, 2014, at 7 p.m. at the Crossroads Multipurpose Center, located at 8601 California Drive, Caseyville, Illinois. You can contact me for tickets at 618-954-1172 or via email at devon@youthinbiz.com. That's Y-O-U-T-H, youthinbiz.com.
Wow, wow. Now, how much time do you have left? Because I know you've got a family, and on top of this, folks, she has a husband, she has children, and faithfully goes to church. Oh, gosh, we just applaud you, woman of God. How much time do you have left before you need to leave?
I have a few more minutes. Yeah, I have a few more minutes.
Okay. All righty. Did Fred have a question, a short, quick question?
Yes, I did. You seem to be a fireball of energy and fire and inspiration, and you're young, and you're doing so much with the nonprofit and marketing and going to school. I wanted to hear a little bit about what God's relationship is in the business and how God is helping you to sustain your dream, but I also wanted to know about your work-life balance as an entrepreneur.
I could have accomplished, and I will be, I couldn't have accomplished anything without God. I come from a very, very strong Christian home. I come from my great uncles, aunts were ministers. I grew up in a family church until I was about 9, and I went to church with a friend of mine, and my mom told me that I wanted to go there because it was a bigger church and they had youth services, so she let me actually go to my own church when I was 9 years old. So I would visit my family church, but because they had youth events at this other church, I was able to go there. I come from a home of faith. And I like to say that nothing that I've done, I haven't gotten anywhere without God. And at this day and age, when I reflect and I look back on the promises that he gave me, and I look back when I started 6 years ago and he started giving me words every year. And when I would work on those words, one of the first words I remember was focus, because I had to figure out, because I was good at so many things, I had to figure out what it was that he had called me to do. So he said focus, because a lot of times we think that we can't be great at everything. Yeah, we can do a lot of things, but we have to be great at the things that we're called to. So once I started to focus, and then I also kind of took a back seat. I got in the back seat. I'm so used to driving, even though I'm the youngest of 10 kids. But I'm usually the one. I'm the one that helps my parents. I'm the one that tries to help my older siblings. I help everybody, and I would always be used to driving. And God told me, I'm the driver. You get in the back seat.
So when I finally was old enough and mature enough to get in the back seat and let him drive, I told somebody last night, I'm just cruising. I'm cruising. He is driving, and I'm in the back seat, and I am going everywhere that he takes me. I'm not pushing the agenda. So that's why so many doors have been open. So he's kept me, and I tell people, I said, I've been to the lowest of the low just like everybody else, and so I have nowhere else to go but high. And once I'm in such a place to be so humble, I tell people, when you're in a place that you're humble, it's such a great place to be, because when you get things, you always know where they come from. And the scripture, I can't think of the actual reference, scripture reference, but the scripture that tells that the gifts from God, they add no sorrow. That's how I tell people that all the time. If there's strings attached, that is not from God. God doesn't give you things with strings attached, or, you know, those are things from man. Anything from God has no sorrow. It can't add sorrow, because it's not sorrow, it's enough him. So when doors open and they open a certain way, I always know that it's God. So I couldn't have gotten anywhere, especially within this journey. These last 3 years have been amazing, full of ups and downs and learning experiences, but ultimately taking me to a place that I couldn't even imagine the impact that people have said that I've made on their lives, because that wasn't, it's my goal, but I guess I'm so modest when people say that I've helped them, or I helped them do this, helped them do that, and I say, oh, wow, but that wasn't even on me. That was God. That was God. So I'm just in a place to want to, like I said, ride in the back seat while he drives me to all the destinations that he has, and I don't even want to find out anymore. I used to want to know, oh, what am I doing next? What am I doing next? Nope. He gave me visions years ago, and now they're coming to pass, and I just sit in the back seat and let him drive. And have faith, and no matter what people say, because sometimes people can't understand when you have dreams so big. So no matter what people say, I'm not worried about it, because I'm in the back seat and I'm letting him drive. So that's where I am with my relationship with God. I let him drive, and I sit in the back seat, and he says, get out the car, get out the car.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
Well, that scripture is Proverbs 10:22. Just so you can have it for your reference, Proverbs 10:22, the Lord added a blessing. The blessings of the Lord maketh the rich, and he adds
no sorrow.
Praise God. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Wonderful.
Proverbs 10:22. That's beautiful, Devin. Oh, God bless you. That is, oh, I love it. And thank you for asking that question, Coach Fred.
Oh, yeah, that's about my work-life balance. I'm sorry. I'll make that one quick. So I did have a problem with my work-life balance for a while. I got married a little bit under 3 years ago and went from just me and one son to a husband and three children, and then I got pregnant. So, Lord, my life changed. My daughter just turned 2. And when I say it changed. So I had to really learn to work my time, have time for my family, have time for my husband, have time for work. And so I'm getting a better work-life balance, because I used to stay up late working to like 3 o'clock in the morning, like on consecutive days. And then still functioning, still getting up, getting the kids ready, getting out, going to do everything I was doing, come home, cook, and do it all over again. But now when I'm tired, I go to sleep. But I don't want to do work. I say, if it's not a deadline that I can't miss, we'll go out to eat. I have fun with my husband, because life is too short to work so much that you don't enjoy it. So I did have to switch that up, and it did take a while, because I used to have more time, but I don't have as much time to spend on it. But I actually have gotten more accomplished with having less time, because it makes me prioritize.
Nice. What did your coach say about your work-life balance?
That I need to slow down, and that I need to have more fun, and I would hear that from everybody, my parents, my friends. my friends would say, oh, we're going to go to Houlihan's, get something to eat. I'm like, oh, I can't, I got a meeting. And so they finally said, can we get on your schedule? So we would schedule things, and that way I scheduled things that were important to me. And I tell people, there's nothing wrong with having a schedule. We schedule date nights. If I can schedule work, I can schedule my life and fun so that nothing else cancels that out. So, yeah, I was told that for a long time. I probably just heard it a few weeks ago, too, but
yes.
I'm on a better track.
Is Coach Cassandra your coach?
Is my father my coach?
Is Coach Cassandra your coach?
No, she's not in now. Well, she is. She is as of last night. Yes, she is. I want to take that back. Yes, she is. She is as of last night because, you know what, she sent with everything I have going on, because I have prom for my daughters tomorrow. My two-year-old's birthday was Sunday. I mean, her birthday party was Sunday. We've had so much is going on in these past 2 months, and she did sense that I was kind of stressed. And she prayed for me, and Lord knows I needed that. And I had sweet slumber. Oh, yes, I did. I went to sleep right after that because I did need that because I was a little tense, and she sensed that stress, and I said, it's nothing about that discernment. Holy Spirit told her, and was correct because I was a little stressed. So I thank God for people like her who can sense that and know that. And some people, they call me Superwoman, but Superwoman has a kryptonite too, and it's called rest. So, and lack of sleep, so... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Back to you, Coach Cassandra.
We're going to go ahead and let you go. We're going to have you come back on, Devin, because we absolutely love you, woman of God. We love what you're doing, entrepreneurship. I'm telling you, that's where it's at. And I'm telling you, when you get excited and passionate about what you do, Devin reminds me of myself so much. When I get excited, I can hardly talk. I talk real fast. I'm trying to get everything in 5 minutes, because you don't want to miss anything, but, I understand that totally. We are so excited, so happy for you. We will keep you in our prayers, and we want you back right before the event so you can absolutely let people know. And thank you for stopping by the studio, and you have a blessed day. Did you want to leave anything, a word or a quote with our folks before you go?
Yes, let me see. Live on purpose. Live on purpose and with passion. I say we're put on this earth for one reason, obviously to give and to serve. But in giving and serving, we're able to develop a passion and a purpose for which we serve. So I tell people too, if you don't know what your purpose is, take some time to yourself. Take some notes. Write down what it is that you like. Write down something that you would do for free, and that's something that you could get paid for. I tell people all the time. And actually, you know what, Coach Melissa, I think I was on your page. I think I shared that. So we'll be friends on Facebook today, okay? But I think
alrighty.
I saw something that said it was either on your page or on Coach Cassandra's page. It was about make your passion your paycheck. And I tell people that all the time. I said, why would you spend all these hours doing something that you hate to do? I said, I know we all have to be sustained, but don't complain about it. I tell people, don't complain to me about your job if you can do something about it. We know you have to live, so you live, and then you take that extra time to work on doing something that you want to do, because I don't want to hear you complaining about your job. I don't want to hear it, because it's not something that you don't control. So make your passion your paycheck, and don't complain about it, because the energy that you put into complaining is energy that you can put into developing your passion into your paycheck. So I'll end with that.
Well, you're not my natural daughter, but you're my entrepreneurial daughter. That's for sure. Because people have spiritual daughters and sons and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you why, because I feel the exact same way on that, especially in terms of the energy, where it could be going. Positive
mm-hmm.
energy can be more than negative energy, but yet negative energy can do more to tearing something down. So the negative energy put towards something to go to work and complain about a job when you have control over it. And I think that's where you said that all of that training people, a lot of people are not aware, and I know this for a fact. I have done many unofficial studies of people and that come in and out of the colleges and in and out of the churches that when I ask people the question, what do they have control over? The average person does not think they have control over much of anything that goes on with them. They think that other people make them mad. Other people get on their nerves. Other people cause them to have bad outcomes or whatever. And a lot of people don't think that they have actually control. So first people have to know that they do have control over their outcomes in their lives. Why do you think so many people just drop out of high school? As a matter of fact, I think one of the studies that was talked about at that summit yesterday was that if we know the high school dropout rate, and they say statistics show that a lot of people drop out of high school, especially girls, because they get pregnant. They said, so if we know that and have been knowing that for decades now, why haven't we been able to come up with a better solution? I'm not saying we don't have solutions, but why don't we have a better one? Why don't we see that rate? It should be gone by now because we've been knowing this since I was in high school back in 1970. Okay, we've been knowing this since 1970. That is at least, okay, that's how many years, 30, 40 years or something like that? Yeah, that's like 44 years. It's a long time to have a problem like that, and we haven't found a solution to that yet. And so things like that, this is the time to have these discussions. Another thing that I heard came out of that same conference is that something that we've been talking about here on the show, the name of the show is All About Entrepreneurs. And, when I first came up with that title, some people were like, probably looking like, well, everybody can't be an entrepreneur. Everybody, that's like people always say, everybody doesn't need to go to college. And that's true. I understand that. But now at this big summit where Nancy Pelosi and many, many other great names were there speaking, what they told everybody there? They said everybody needs to have their own business. Small or large, regardless of where you work, regardless of what kind of job you have, regardless of how wonderful your job is and how much you love it, that's one of the things they were talking about at this summit, that everyone needs to have their own business, at least some type of business for themselves. So anyway, I just put that out there. I let the coaches and y'all run away with that.
Okay, we thank you so much, Devin. We thank you for being on the show, Woman of God. We're going to have you back real soon. You have a blessed day, and we're going to keep you in our prayers, okay?
Okay, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Okay, bye-bye. Back to you, Coach Lalisa.
No, I just, this is so good that we are right on the cutting edge. This show, and those of you listening, you are on the cutting edge of this big policy initiative. It wasn't just a summit. It wasn't just a discussion. It's a policy initiative that is hitting this nation. And we here at All About Entrepreneurs, we are on the cutting edge. And I remember every time a thought came, change the title of that show. That's a stupid title. Change it. I kept hearing that little voice saying that. But then I was constrained to not change it. And then when I got the information about the summit yesterday, now I see why God wouldn't let me change it. This is a national initiative, policy, if you will, for this nation. We're in a crisis with this wealth gap. And I remember talking about this some years ago to students. I still do it. I tell them the number one way to get wealth in the United States is through business ownership. It's through entrepreneurship. Anyway, so back to you, Coach Fred. I know you have some thoughts on that, or Coach Cassandra.
Coach Cassandra, yes.
Or two.
Okay. Fred, if you do have a comment, you can go ahead, because I've always got something to say, but I'm
or to
just
one of our
thankful.
Yeah,
there
or
was,
someone.
See, there were so many questions that I had for her that we could address. I didn't know how much time we had left for the show. But one of the questions I wanted to ask was why nonprofit versus a profit type of business, and does she have partners, or was she solo? And also I wanted to know what was the reaction to her success by her friends and family. I think those are maybe kind of general questions that we could hit on. Back to you, Coach.
Well, we'll have to Facebook her and find that out. Those are some great questions, Fred. Absolutely, absolutely. When we come back, we'll definitely have to have her answer those questions on the air. But, yeah, feel free to reach out and friend her. She's always looking for some new friends, and I'm sure she would be happy to answer those questions. I have a quick question in the studio. Are you guys able to see my Facebook messages? I've been really having trouble with my Internet. Have you seen any of my messages, Coach? I get a big exclamation mark, and I had to call my Internet company yesterday, and they said they couldn't come out to today, and I didn't know if any messages were getting through or not on Facebook to you guys.
I have, yes.
Yes.
Oh, you did get my Facebook message that I'm having trouble with my Internet? Oh, okay, great.
I got that yesterday.
No, today. I'm still having trouble today. They haven't come out yet.
Not today.
Okay, great. Okay, because I'm going to have to step out the studio again. That's why I'm asking about that. So I'm back to you, Coach Walesa. Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah, Fred, those are good questions. And what we can do is on the hashtag Power Your Possibility or the hashtag and the hashtag AAE Show, we can put those questions there. We can get those questions from her. And those of you who want to get those answers to those questions, you can find them in those hashtags, the hashtag hashtag AAE Show or the hashtag Power Your Possibilities. And so we'll put those questions to that once we check with Devin on her take on the friends and also the nonprofits versus the for-profit and I forget the other question that you wanted to ask her, Fred, but you can ask her those questions and we'll put the answers there so other people can see those answers. And absolutely, we definitely would love to have her back, but I'm just excited about whole entrepreneurial. I love the way she talked about the co-working spaces, those co-working spaces where people can, you know, share, like she said, the innovative modified incubators. We know them as the incubation type of spots and the other spots where people would share space. But this is more modified, more up-to-date, more newer, and a lot more technologies, a lot more things that are happening in these spaces. They have them all over New York City, and I'm sure there's a few here in New Jersey as well, because we do have some very nice lofts, those big, and even some of those big factories. Remember all those big factories back in the day, and now some of them are just sitting empty? Those would make a great facility. You can take some partners, get some funding. So, again, this conference is going to share so much funding for all of these innovation. Again, banks and banks and these angel investors are waiting to fund. At least they will more so fund something innovative than they will something that is probably not all that, hot, pretty much. But if you can come up with some innovative ideas, something new, something fresh, and show them how this thing is going to sweep the marketplace, there are definitely funding out there. There's a ton of funding out there. So definitely have to go to some of these events where these funding specialists and these funding sources show up. I know here in New Jersey there's a number of events like that throughout the year. There's one on women entrepreneurs. They have twice a year down in the Trenton area. And it's typically a pretty free event. You just have to register ahead of time because it fills up very quickly. It is a Women in Enterprise event, and I'm sure they have it in other states as well. You can look, usually the state puts it on. And again, it doesn't cost you anything to go, but you have to register early because the seating is typically limited. But there are all these helps out there to help people, and we want to also be that resource for people. So you're going to see us bringing more information to those who are tuned in, who are connected, who are a part of our family, of All About Entrepreneurs, to share this great information so that you can be a business success. And again, you don't have to quit your day job. As you've heard people say, you may not want to quit your day job right away because you need to fund your projects. You still need to pay your bills. You still need to pay your mortgage, your rent, your car note. You still need to take care of your children, take care of your family, take care of your whatever you're taking care of. So you don't have to quit your day job. That would be somewhat foolish unless you have reserves. You have money saved up. You have a nice pension. You have some investments that you've been saving since you were like 14. And you so you have, you know, enough money to cover your mortgage or your rent or whatever for a year or so, a couple of years. Other than that, it's easy to have a day job and work and still do your business on the side. That's easy to do, but we're going to show you how to do it because some people may not know how to do that or how that will look. And if you have quit your job and you did jump out there into your entrepreneurship and the money isn't coming in, you're not going to get set out of your house or your apartment saying, I got my dream, I got my vision, I got my purpose. No, you're not going to do that. You are going to go and find yourself a job and still keep your business. You can work at night. You can work from home. There's a number of ways you can bring in another source of income. So back to you, Fred, on that one.
Yes, I agree. I agree totally. Are we going to take any callers today?
We were normally on Fridays we would take a caller, but we did have the guests. We weren't expecting the guests to come today, so we don't have time for that today. But if anyone had a burning question or a comment, because we only have about 5 minutes left to the show, but if someone wanted to make a comment or had a question, you can hit your number one key and we'll bring you into the discussion, and you can ask your question or make your comment. Yes, if you hit your number one key, we will definitely take your call. But normally on Fridays, we would just have open mic, and we want to hear from people and take their questions and their comments and talk with them. But since we had our preempted guest, because she couldn't come yesterday, so she had another meeting. She was going to be our guest yesterday. So yesterday we kind of did a, you know, free-for-all kind of conversation. But so that's what's happening today. It is Friday. To many places in the world, it is Friday. Some places it's already Saturday because they're ahead of us. So we are going to have a great and powerful weekend. There are many things happening this month. Oh, yeah, you know, the coaching week is coming up, Fred. Are you going to the conference?
Which conference? Where's the conference? I'm not aware.
Okay, yes. This is coaching week is May. Yeah, it's coming up in May. May the International Coaching Week. May the 19th through the 25th. May the 19th through the 25th. And there is an event. I will have to get the date for you. I will have to get the location. But you're okay for now. It's not until May 19th. It's somewhere during that week. But, yeah, look at that. We coaches are moving up in the world. We got our own week.
Absolutely. I did want to make a quick comment on something the guest said. When I asked her the question about her life and work balance, you know, she reiterated how important it was for her to not work all the time and put in some time with the family and to balance that out. And as coaches and as entrepreneurs, that's very important to have balance. You don't want to have too much business, like you're spending 80% of your time in business and 20%, because you need to have a balance between your mental and your spiritual and your physical, all bringing balance into your life. So I'm glad to hear that she has brought that, has reined that in, so to speak. And all of you listening out there, is very important that you have a balance, mental, spiritual, and physical in your life. If you don't have a balance, get a coach. So the coach can help you bring balance or find balance. Back to you, Coach Kasarka. Coach Lisa, back to you.
That's a great, great suggestion. If you don't have balance, that might be a great indication that something is missing. And definitely you can work with a coach on that. I know for my coaching practice, that's one of the first exercises that I do with clients. Is let's look at your balance. It's like when you go to the doctor, right? Whenever you go to a doctor's office, before you even see the doctor, before you even go and talk to the doctor, right, they have a little assessment type thing, right? They check your weight. They check. Sometimes they will check your, you definitely are going to check your weight. Sometimes they'll check your blood pressure, right? This is even before you get to the doctor. And so I'd like to look at it like that, the balance. Let's first, before we go any further, okay, when coaching you, let's look at your balance. Let's see where you could be out of balance. And it's just like a little, it's just like with a doctor, they just have that little information. It just helps them to better diagnose or better, deal with you, right? And I love it with the doctors. They do that every time you go to the office, right? So one time I asked a pharmaceutical person, why do doctors do that, right? He works in the medical field. And he said, particularly if the doctors have given you medicine and they give you that because they want to check to see if your blood pressure goes up, they can sometimes tell if you're not taking your medicine, or if they told you not to eat certain things, right? Sometimes they'll tell you, don't eat so much sugar, don't eat so much, fattening food. You know how they do. And so they when they weigh you, they can easily tell if and your weight says a lot about us, right? So that's just one of their little, I guess, not really a trick, but it's an indicator. It's an indicator to them that you're either not doing something that you should be doing or whatever. And so same thing with that balance. Balance is an indicator to you. That's why we do it. It's an indicator to you that something needs adjusting, okay? And if your life is out of balance, as mine was and it still is in some areas because it's not perfectly balanced, it's an indication that I need to work on some areas. And I need a coach to help me do that. So I have a coach as well, and other coaches have coaches, right? I have two coaches. I have Beverly Carter is one of my coaches. And she's my professional coach. She's the one who coaches. She's my like an executive coach. She's my coach as it relates to communicating with other people and the communication style, what to say in certain situations. So if you need a coach like that, let me know. I have the perfect person for you. She lets you know. She's been doing that for many years, but she lets you know what to say. In a conversation, it could be a little sticky, things of that nature, when you want to get your point across, when you want to negotiate. And then I have the other coach, it's more like a life coach, and that's Cassandra Johnson. So Cassandra Johnson is my coach in that sense of the word. And she's excellent. She's in Atlanta. She used to live here. Some of you know her, but she now lives in Atlanta, Georgia. So that's my coach. I have two other people. And then I have three. because I also have a weight loss coach, or I guess you could call it more healthy, like healthy eating, the exercising. So I have a person who does just like with a coach. She checks up on me. She gives me suggestions. She reminds me. So I actually have three. I have four coaches. Wow. You know what, Fred? I didn't know I had that many coaches. And I have four coaches, and then I have, and I'm my own coach, because I also coach myself in a lot of entrepreneurial endeavors and academic things. Like, I'll tell myself, you know, when to go back to school, or when to learn a new trade, or when to learn and get another certification. So I coach myself along those lines, when to start a new business, when to offer a new product. I do that piece. What about you, Fred? How many coaches do you have?
One. Just one.
Okay, okay. Can you tell us about your experience with your one coach? What areas do they coach you in?
Balance. More work-life balance. It's interesting that I have people that are not coaches. They're accountability partners. And it's a group of men, actually. It's a group of men, about 40, that we sit down and we have discussions, sort of like what a coach would do one-on-one. So it's a group where we share experiences. No one gives any suggestions. We learn and we ask questions. And we kind of grow off of each other's experiences. But that's been very helpful to be able to sit down with a group of men, young and old, and talk about, you know, different events in life and different things that are going on. And just that,
wow,
that sharing, the give and take, coming from different angles, different ages, has been very helpful in
awesome,
the development, forward movement for a lot of the men in the group. So that's like a group type coach.
Awesome. That sounds great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my personal coach helps me with just the work-life balance. Helps me flowing in a positive direction,
okay,
not letting the everyday negative, the rigors of every day get to me, and helps keep me smiling and seeing my skies blue.
I know that. Wow. You just helped me discover one more coach. No, I'm just kidding. But actually, Beverly's also my spiritual coach as well, so she serves kind of double role there. She is my accountability partner there. I cannot make a spiritual, if I make any spiritual misstep, boy, she's going to be right there to remind me. Oh, don't forget, you got to do this, you got to do that. Don't forget you said you wanted to go to the other side now. But now, so here's the thing. If you are listening to this broadcast or you've listened to other shows and you have a, you know, suggestion, even of something that you would like to have us talk about or to listen to, you can go to facebook.com/AAE show. So we have a page there on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/AAE show and just, you can put your question right, comment. I peruse that page. Coach Cassandra peruses that page. Fred will show him how to look on that page. And if we see something there, we'll address it. Definitely, we want to make sure that we're answering your questions and your concerns and your issues that you're having as you are trying to navigate this entrepreneurial terrain. I mean, it has a lot of twists and turns, ups and downs. There's a lot to it. And I love the way that Devon was saying, sometimes, you know, or Coach Cassandra was saying, that sometimes people can make things seem so easy. But, hey, when you go behind the scenes, it's not always as easy as it seems. We see people on the job do that all the time. They're like, oh, I should have had that job. Oh, I should have been the manager. I should have been this. I should have did that. But, boy, oh, boy, if you had to walk in those shoes for a day, who knows how it may turn out, it may turn out. A lot of times people think that, you know, children have found that out. They thought their parents were crazy, right? They thought, oh, that ain't nothing to raise kids. Then they wouldn't have their own. They're like, oh, whoa, 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 you know. Like, wow, I didn't know all that was going on. Same thing in marriages. People think, oh, that's, oh, yeah, 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 I can do it, I can do it. And then only to find out that, ooh, I didn't know all that was involved. And so, it's, you know, it's good to be able to have someone to help you. So definitely let us know what your questions are, what your comments are. We have a live event happening August the 16th, live in Newark, Jersey. It's the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo. We have vendors coming. We're going to showcase some businesses and their products and services. We have some powerful entrepreneurial speakers, male and female, coming to share with us some of these new insight, innovative ideas that they have for how we can be a success. Yeah, you don't have to reinvent the wheel, but you do have to innovate it. You do have to innovate the wheel. You don't have to. Still has to be kind of made better. Okay? The road isn't the same. That wheel that our great-great-grandfathers made, the road isn't the same. So we know we got to change the wheel up a little bit. But the concept of the wheel is still there, yes. But we need innovation. We need to upgrade in some areas. We need to learn what new laws are out there. So we're going to have a lawyer. We always have a lawyer at every event on hand to share about the new laws that affect businesses. We need to know these things. Many of us are trying to leave a legacy for our generations that are coming after us. So you want to know you want the sustainability power for your business. You know, look at how the young Devin got on there and talked about how her father's been in a shoe business for over 40 years and how motivating that is for her and how she did the books. That's how she learned. You know, my sister in Cincinnati who has that dry cleaners, custom care cleaners, 8688 Colerain Avenue. Well, go up that way. It's next to Penn Station. I know that much. The Penn Station restaurant in Cincinnati, Ohio, in Colerain. She's been in business 8 years. I can't often get her to come on the show because it's 7 o'clock in the morning. She's got the pressers going. You wouldn't be able to hear a thing she said, but she's a presser. I mean, she dry cleans the finest dry clean presser in that area. If I could send my clothes to her, I would. I'd box them up, send them. But she's that good. She's been doing it since she was 15, and she's an expert at it. She loves what she does, but she's leaving a legacy for her kids. She has 4 children. Now one of her daughters is working with her in the business after being in business 8 years. You know, children don't always, you know, come around right away, but she has some major stories to tell about being an entrepreneur in that type of business where the work, you know, is hard. And not everybody can do it, nor does everybody want to do it. So it's an old type of trade going way back, dry cleaning and pressing. But I know here in the New Jersey area, we see a lot of people, non-African Americans, running those kinds of businesses. And but in Cincinnati, Ohio, it's still it's a little different there. But, yeah, so, you know, you want to leave a business. You want to leave this for your children, whether it's a restaurant, law firm, an accounting firm, a cupcake shop, whatever you have, a dressmaker, a shoemaker. We got a shoemaker. Coaching business, whatever kind of business you have, teach your children how to run the business. Teach your children how to run the business. Let them work in your business. Let them get that experience early on. So, Coach Fred, I think that's all I have to share. So, yes, the event in August is just $30. Let me know if you want to participate. If you would like to attend, we would love to have you there. It's going to be at the Marriott Hotel, downtown Newark, on Broad Street. You've heard that Shay and Trevor are coming. And you know they have some innovative marketing strategies. We have Coach Cassandra's coming from St. Louis. Denise is coming from Cleveland. We have people coming from Maryland. Powerful men and women right here in New Jersey will be there. We only have about 1 or 2 vendor tables left, if that. I think we are absolutely sold out. I got the last order last night from a woman who's a real estate agent. She wants to be a vendor at this event. It's their third annual Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo. And we are expecting a packed house this year. We're expecting a couple hundred people to come through that event. We know everybody who comes won't stay. We'll have the SBA there on hand to answer any of your questions about your small business development. We will have a couple of investor-type people there to talk about how to invest. We'll have a banker there to talk about, I don't know which bank yet. We're looking at a couple of banks. The last 2 years we had Capital One. This year we have the choice of two banks that are looking at us right now. They will be there to talk about business, small business loans, and we will have someone there to talk about credit, how to clean up your credit, to get your credit in order, if that be the case, if that's what's needed. But there's no reason that small business, we shouldn't be able to get those small business loans to grow our businesses. So this is the year for advancement. And I'm so glad that we're having the event this year. It's this is the year for advancement for business owners. So look for that. Thank you again for tuning into the show. Don't forget, next month, the Power Up Your Possibilities teleshow, we will be hosting the phenomenal George Frazier. So make sure you get in on that. And Miss Alethea Owens, too. Super powerhouses. They are so powerful we could only have two speakers for the month. Normally we like to have four or five people speaking for about 10 minutes, but these two are worth giving them the whole, you know, half hour piece. You don't want to miss these two powerhouses, entrepreneurs, speakers, trainers, branding experts, authors. They've done a lot to advance entrepreneurship and people's professions and their lives. And they're coming to our May Power Up Your Possibilities teleshow. We want to get the word out. We want everyone tuning in. And we hope you have a fantastic weekend. I mean, just make something happen for others and yourself. Go make it happen. It's been a fantastic week, all week long. Woo! This has been some week, starting off Monday with a powerful Bishop Larry Baylor, and then we had the powerful Tuesday. We had Miss Kelly. Oh my God, that was awesome! We had Kelly. And I don't know why her last name is slipping through my mind right now, but Kelly Turner, I think, right? Then we had John Thompson. Was that this week? Okay, yeah, that was this week. And then, okay, now I'm getting it mixed up. But I'm not at my computer, so I can't see all the names. But, oh, my God, it's been a fantastic week here. It has been fantastic. And then yesterday we had you, and then today we finished out with Ms. Devon Moody Graham, the young powerhouse entrepreneur. So everyone, thank you, Coach Fred, for your insightful, powerful questions. And we
I'm here with you.
Go ahead.
Oh, are you commenting? Go ahead. No, I didn't mean to.
I was just saying thank you, Coach Red, for those powerful questions.
Thank you very much. And we want everybody to remember that meditating on the promises of God will strengthen you.
Woo.
Everybody, stay strengthened and meditate on those promises.
Ooh,
absolutely.
Yes.
Be like David. Okay. David had a heart for God. And
wow.
He proved it by meditating on God when all of the rest of the people in his time were sacrificing animals. You know, but David actually called on the Lord. He trusted in the Lord instead, keeping his heart steadfast.
Wow.
God. So be like David and meditate on those promises. And that's where I want to leave for everyone this weekend.
Wow. Well, in the words of our co-host, Coach Cassandra McKissack.
Yes.
Everyone, there you are. Give us our words.
We want everyone absolutely, absolutely today and this weekend have a super califragilisticexpialidocious day, baby! Woo! And you go out and make it happen. All right. Yes,
don't forget to follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and every other social network.
Ain't no stopping us now, baby.
Don't stop.
All
the way to...
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs. And